I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. A bill that passed the state Senate Monday would require local law enforcement officials to help with immigration enforcement. SB 452 would require notification of prosecutors when police learn that a suspect is in the country illegally. It would also require courts to determine a suspect's immigration status and report that information to Homeland Security. And local jails would be required to inform Immigration and Customs Enforcement before an unauthorized immigrant is released from custody. The AJC reports that since May of last year, Atlanta, Clarkston, and Decatur have all adopted measures restricting interaction with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Well, yesterday, the Senate also voted along party lines for a statewide 7 p.m. poll closing time. Currently, polls in Atlanta close at 8 o'clock. Senator Josh McCoon, a GOP candidate for Secretary of State, is sponsoring the bill. Democrats accuse him of trying to stifle the vote in Democratic strongholds. McCoon counters that residents have ample opportunities to vote early. Well, under a proposal that passed the Senate yesterday, the University System of Georgia would have to create a free speech policy protecting speakers invited to campuses. The core of the proposal would require the university system to establish disciplinary sanctions for anyone who interferes with speakers. Opponents of the measure say that it would actually limit free speech by stifling students' rights to protest speakers with whom they disagree. And students in the Marietta City School System who participate in a planned March 14th walkout will not be punished. The announcement came in a Facebook post over the signature of Superintendent Grant Rivera. The planned 17-minute walkout would come 1 month after the Parkland, Florida massacre. It's being organized by the same groups that organized the January 2017 Women's March. Another walkout is being organized by Parkland, Florida students for April 20th. Accused NSA leaker, reality winner, back in an Augusta federal court today. Winner's defense team is asking the judge to throw out the confession she made to FBI agents on the day of her arrest. They assert that Winner's wasn't read her Miranda rights. According to WRDW-TV, the FBI will claim that Winner's admission came during what it called a voluntary interview with the agents who visited her home and eventually arrested her. Winner is accused of sharing classified documents about Russian attempts to interfere with the 2016 presidential election with a news website. Her trial is currently scheduled to begin on March 19th. And a new round of layoffs at Atlanta-based Coca-Cola will affect more than 350 employees. According to CBS 46, the cuts in Metro Atlanta will involve management positions at a facility in the city and another in Alpharetta. The layoffs, which are expected to begin Wednesday, will save the company roughly $800 million a year. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.